Welcome to Black Women's World Podcast, the BWWP.
Milan, she could only be queen wherever women are allowed to be queens. And even when I think about Rapunzel, could she have been Rapunzel? Because she would have had to deal with shrinkage. Because the shrinkage is real. See, it's even real now. See that? See, the shrinkage is real. How long would a black Rapunzel had to grow her hair texture, 1A, 2C, 4C hair before somebody would have been able to climb up on? You see what I'm saying? So when we have these things in our minds and these fairy tales set before us, and some of these self-help books read like fairy tales. If you do this, this, and this, then this, this, and this will happen. Not so, sweetie pie.
Black Women's World Podcast, the BWWP, where we get VIP access into the lives of black women, or as we like to call us here, our sister nistas. We get to hear from some of our favorite sister nistas as they share their worlds with us and create connections, exchange realities, ideas, and baby, we get to recognize and celebrate how powerful we really are. Welcome to our queendom. I'm your self-discovery companion, your professional peacemaker, and I'm your host, Tracy Mack. Come on in and relax and sit with me for just a little while. Peace.
Well, hello, everybody. I am Tracy Mack, your professional peacemaker. Some have even called me their self-discovery companion, and I love being that too. And right now, I'm host of Black Women's World Podcast. That's the BWWP, baby. Don't get that thing twisted. Listen, I'm so glad to be here and be pro-Black woman without having to be anti-anyone else. And here at Black Women's World Podcast, I lovingly refer to my fellow Black women as sister nistas. A sister nista is simply a Black woman who knows who she is unapologetically. A Black woman who exemplifies a scream. And by a scream, I mean she has strength, class, royalty, excellence, authenticity, and moxie. Baby, we are here. And listen, if you ain't a Black woman, you may want to be one. Or if not, at least get to know one. And that is the purpose of me being here today. Today, I want to talk to you about Read It in Black. Yep, Read It in Black. And by that, I don't mean the color of a font. I mean, Read It in Black. I was talking to one of my friends the other day about the Malcolm X quote. If you want to hide anything from a Negro, put it in a book. And y'all know that's true. For the most part, it's not true all the time. And I want to talk about those times when it's not true, because so many times it is. If you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. And sometimes, and I'm going to err on the side of ignorance and say maybe sometimes that could be because some of these things that are in books don't apply to us. They don't apply to us as Black people sometimes. Maybe the principles are there, but what it takes, especially in the self-help industry, and I've written three books. I'm an author of three Amazon best-selling books, The Book of Purpose, Relationship, Nothing But Truth, and Thought Systems. And I too have read self-help books. But when you go and you look at the self-help industry, and I took it upon myself to do my homework. These are things I kind of know, but when you're talking to the public, you want to know, you know, you want to know that you know. And when I went and just simple, easy, you can do it, Google top best-selling books or top best-selling authors. And what you will find, if you don't choose to do it, I'm doing it for you. And if you choose to do it, I'm sure that what I'm getting ready to read to you will be consistent with what you will find. Top-selling self-help books. Dale Carnegie, he's an author. Stephen Covey, most people know him, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I have read every last one of these books from cover to cover at some point in time in my life. Another one was Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Now. You know that. One series that I really enjoy, and my earth angel, Deneen Merriweather, turned me on to the first book, and I've got to show it to you. But the series is called the books are called The Go-Giver, and they have The Go-Giver Deneen turned me on to the Go-Giver, just the basic Go-Giver. Then you have the, let me just hold them up like this. Those of you who can't see me, I'm holding the books up, but you have the Go-Giver. Then you have the, and these are in the order that they were written. The Go-Giver Sell, to Sell More. Can you see that? The Go-Giver Leader and the Go-Giver Influencer. I think I had the Influencer. I think it's the Go-Giver Leader, then the Influencer. I may have those backwards, but I read all four. But thanks to my earth angel, Sister Nista Deneen Merriweather, those books were such great reads. Such great reads. And it the balance of giving, not being the go-getter all the time, but the wonderful benefits of being a go-giver. And I pride myself on being a giver. And now in my life currently, just to be very vulnerable, I'm working on making sure I have that balance. I got the giving part right, but I'm working on that receiving part. You know, like many of my other sister nieces, we have been born and bred to give, 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 do, 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 show up, show up. And a lot of times we are very feeble and anemic when it comes to giving. So our law of reciprocity sometimes doesn't work as well because we don't have that flow of giving and receiving. So I'm working on that in my life now. It's not something that you ever end, that it never ends, but you just learn more and you try to do better. So I'm working on the receiving part. But in reading the Go-Giver, it just rang a lot of my bells. But one thing I begin to notice is that the stories of Pindar, who is the one of the main characters whose life philosophies flow throughout the series, I begin to think about the different scenarios and the stories and the such well-written works that a lot of times the stories that these characters had would be very different had they been Black or had they been woman. And so a lot of times in the self-help industry, and again, I'll continue to read some of the authors. We have with the Go-Giver series, Bob Berg and John David Mann wrote those. We have Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret and all of the books that have stemmed out of The Secret. Napoleon Hill, The Think and Grow Rich. And that's a long time ago. Brene Brown, that's the Vulnerability Queen. Go ahead, Brene. Darren Greatly, she wrote Gifts of Imperfection. And I'm not just naming these authors of the books that are out there. These are books I have read myself. Wayne Dyer, Elizabeth Gilbert, The Alchemist is a great book. Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth and the Power of Now. Tim Galway, I read his books coming into the coaching arena. You are a coach certified, and I know it's not a regulated field, but hopefully you're certified if you are a coach. That book, The Inner Game of Tennis, is how the whole coaching thing exploded into life coaching. You need to read that, especially if you are a coach. Even the word coach, you know, like I said, some people call me the self-discovery companion, and I enjoy being that and have been that to a lot of people, and I thank God for the opportunity. But if you, even the word coach means to carry someone from one place to another. So even if you're thinking about a fairy tale like coach, the coach that Cinderella rode in, it was a coach to carry from one place to another. So the duty of a coach is to help someone get from one place to another. Even in the world of athleticism, those people are helping those athletes. Some of those coaches may have never played the game, nor have played the game as well as they coach it. But something about they're able to see the potential and able to craft an individual life and pull a team together to get that person from one place to another. And in the inner game of tennis, you talk about it as an individual. I know in tennis, they're doubles. I'm a tennis fan. I watch everything. Roland Garros, I watch the French Open. I watch the US Open. I watch Wimbledon. I love tennis, mainly because it's a sport where it's just you. You can't blame your teammates. You can't blame nobody but you. It's a one person. It's grueling. I think it's one of the most physically tough sports in the world. I don't play. Our daughter played, and just watching her even learn at the base level that she played at was just amazing to me. So I love that. So when I was in touch with Tim's book, The Inner Game of Tennis, and how that relates to coaching, it was just a match made in heaven. So, but I just began to think about how all those authors, most of them are white, all of them are white, and most of them are male. So you mean to tell me there ain't no Black women writing self-help books? Ain't no Black women have nothing to say about being able to help people, guide them from one place in life to another? Ain't no Black women got any experiences that can help people with their own help? You mean to tell me You mean to tell me we don't exist in the world of authorship? Nah, that ain't what you're telling me. You're telling me we don't exist in the top. Now, why not? You mean, again, we don't have a voice? You mean we don't write? You mean we don't read? And the answer to that is, of course we have a voice. Of course we write. And of course many of us read. The thing of it is, we don't get noticed. So it was awesomely lovely. She is a powerhouse. Matter of fact, I'm just about finished with her latest book, Professional Troublemaker. She wrote a book called I'm Judging You. I read that too. And she's so comedic in her writing. And I mean, she puts stuff in your face. You know what I'm saying? And when I was talking about this with my friend about if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book, we began to talk about how sometimes we don't know because we don't ask, whether it be because of trauma related. It's because sometimes Black women and Black people don't ask because of harm that has come to us. We've made ourselves vulnerable, yes, to white people, and sometimes even within our own groups and our subgroups within the Black community. And when I mean the Black community, I'm not just talking about African Americans. I'm talking about the whole African continent, Black people who live in other parts of the world. And what I love about Awesome and Lovely with her lovely, like Nigerian self, you know, I just love that. I mean, I am so into Nollywood, which are movies that come on Netflix that come from the country of Nigeria, Lagos State, that when my daughter came home and she was happened to be on my Netflix profile, she said, Mama, they're going to think you African looking at all these African movies. I'm like, let them think. I'll be that. Let them think, because I just love the culture. We'll be talking on an upcoming episode with Lucy Matsuaga. She is wonderful. And I love Lucy. She's from Cameroon. Because I know that we have when we think about Black women's world, especially with me being a Black a woman and American, we think about it from one perspective. But I want Lucy to come on, and we're going to have a couple of episodes with her to talk about her experience as a Black African woman in Africa and in America. And I know you're going to love and enjoy that. But when I was reading a particular post on Awesomely Lovely Lovey's Facebook page, this is what spawned me to do this episode, Read It in Black. Listen. She says, when I see successful white men tell people what their path to success was about, their hard work and getting up at 5 a.m. or whatever millionaire habits they decide to share with us, I side-eye. Mm-hmm, me too. To speak about your success without acknowledging the extreme privilege you carry as a cisgender, and cisgender, for those of you who don't know what that means a person who recognizes himself as the gender they were born, okay? A straight white male working in a system created by and for people like you. You're giving yourself way too much credit, she says. She goes on to say, I especially bristle at white male thought leaders who bang the drum to optimism and work ethic as a way to success. They're making others feel as if their blood, sweat, and tears got them to where they are. They forget the nepotism, the old boys club, and sheer unearned intelligence credit they get simply by being white and male. There are a lot of prominent white dudes who have created their platforms using this model. The world is not a mediocrity. And the hardest working people who break their backs every day are not the ones who capitalism favors. So the white dude, bro, prosperity framework is wildly limited, shallow and white, right, with a lack of self-awareness, telling people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps when you own the boot factory is trash. By Awesomely Lovey. Amen, somebody. It resonated with me. Because as I just read off to you the list of books that I too have read, even The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, it spoke to me. These books have helped me, but I also have to read them in Black. Because as I said in the Go Giver series, a lot of the stories and the examples that are awesome as to the benefits of giving and showing up whole and allowing reciprocity to work, but being the giver, a lot of those stories don't work in the Black world. Because one of the stories in the last series, the leader, the influencer, the gentleman is talking about just before he has the meeting with a particular company to do a merger, he's talking about how he walked out of his office hours before just to catch his breath and to relax. And he walked downtown and he looked at the buildings and he looked at the architecture and he walked to the pier and saw the waters and he was able to look up and see the geese fly in V formation. And he's talking about all these things. He's just walking downtown and having this walk before he goes into this meeting that will either make or break his career. And I thought about it. That's for you. But could a Black man have had that same experience just walking down the street at night, minding his own business to catch his breath? Could a Black woman and the vulnerabilities that we experience as women walk down the street without being judged by what we have on, what we wear, the area of town we're walking in? Y'all know we still have some of those towns in America right now, sundown towns, where Black people better not be caught after the sun goes down. It may not be as in your face or as harsh as it was in the 60s, but the mindset is still there. And when the mindset is still there, the actions are possible. So when I'm talking about read it in Black, I understand self-help and those principles work no matter what color you are. But it's another hurdle that we have to overcome when we're reading in Black. I was even thinking how I didn't like my daughter being absorbed by fairy tales. She was exposed to Disney. I didn't hide any of that from her. Me and Owen, you know, we let her be a little girl and we went to Disney World several times and bought her princess dresses. But I began to think about it. Cinderella wouldn't have been Cinderella anywhere else but Africa, because where else are there kings and queens? I mean, even Mulan, she could only be queen wherever women are allowed to be queen. And even when I think about Rapunzel, could she have been Rapunzel? Because she would have had to deal with shrinkage, because the shrinkage is real. See, it's even real now. See that? See, the shrinkage is real. How long would a Black Rapunzel had to grow her hair texture, 1A, 2C, 4C hair before somebody would have been able to climb up on it? You see what I'm saying? So when we have these things in our minds and these fairy tales set before us, and some of these self-help books read like fairy tales. If you do this, this, and this, then this, this, and this will happen. Not so, sweetie pie. Not so, sweetie pie. Self-help is a journey. Self-help is an experience. And because of the fact, like I said, I've been called, so I chose to own the term, the self-discovery campaign, because self-help is not a journey you walk alone, should. You need somebody to help you walk this journey. And you can read the books. You should read the books, but you have to read some of these books in Black. You have to be able to insert the Black experience into some of these ABC 123s that sometimes don't even work for white folks. Because what I want to encourage you to do is don't not read. Why don't you read books by people who are Black? I'm not saying don't read the white books, but incorporate the books by Black authors and Black authors who may not necessarily be on the New York Times bestseller list, because those are great too. I mean, I love Stacey Abrams for more reasons than one. But I mean, I have her book here. She wrote a book, Lead from the Outside. I mean, when I read, I tab. You see all my colors? When I read, I tab and I write notes. I got notebooks to go with all kinds of books. Okay, so we have the great Oprah Winfrey. What I Know for Sure, great book. I've read Oprah's book. I'm part of her network, her private group club and all of that. I love, but it's so many other authors, y'all, you don't know about, who, especially if you are progressive. There's some of these authors you're trying to reach way up here to Oprah standard or to Stacey Abrams, and you got some rungs on that ladder here, because you may be here and you got many rungs in between that you need to read those people's self-help so you can help yourself. Because sometimes people get discouraged because that other person who they may admire is so far ahead that it just seems impossible. Well, you've got some people in between. And I mean, I love to read. I like to read. But if you don't want to read a book, you have Audible. You can listen to a book. You have even their book reviews that end up almost selling the book on YouTube. But you're not going to get through this life without learning from other people. And one of the ways we learn is by reading about other people. I remember when I used to get tired of reading, and I was even telling Lucy when she and I were talking on the phone call, and I said, I wasn't able to travel to nations when I was a little girl or young, or even now. I've not traveled. I mean, she's lived in different countries. I have one friend who has lived in, I don't mean visit, she's lived in 13 different countries and has traveled to 35 different countries. I don't have, my passport ain't got that many stamps in it. The only country I have ever lived in is Japan. And that was mainly because my husband was Navy and we were stationed in Japan. I don't know if I would have had or have the grit or I don't know, the courage to live, to just move into to another country and not even know the language in some cases. I know that's the case with Lucy and my other friend who have lived in so many different countries. But when we think about the experience we have, sometimes we want to be where someone else is, and we have not done the ABC. You want to get to Z, and you sit down here at A, and you're not going to make that big leap that quickly. It's going to take some time. So when I see the Stacey Abrams and the Oprah Winfreys, and I even have Rhonda Byrne's book here. I mean, this is the power. This is a great read. So I'm not throwing any shade on anybody. I'm just saying some of these books, you better put some black in there because the experiences are going to be different. They're going to be different.
Stay tuned for more of the BWWP.
An Amazon best-selling author with an ARC Book Club Incorporated 5-star rating and your self-discovery companion, Tracy Mack is setting positive change ablaze with her 3 incredible books. Do you lead? What if there was a resource specifically designed to sharpen thought systems and optimize wisdom for the keen mind of our C-suite professionals, progressive leaders, and social change agents? Well, there is. Thought Systems, How Progressive Professionals Nurture Their Wisdom. Tracy Mack has brilliantly created a comprehensive collection of wisdom principles for those who lead, ultimately benefiting those who choose to follow. Your solution has arrived. If you are ready to live an amazing life of change with sustainable results and measurable success, get your copy of one or all 3 of these awesome books where fine books are sold today to start your journey.
Black Women's World Podcast.
Let's continue the conversation.
When you think about the 7 habits of highly effective people, if you come through those 7 habits and you get to the end, you may have done that book well. You may have dotted every I and crossed every T, but when you show up to be effective, is your black face going to deny you? Is the fact that you're a woman going to deny you? You may have done everything there is to do, which in several times I had. I have prayed, I have dyed every I, crossed every T, gone to the seminar, gone to the workshop, and showed up black and start right back down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So when you read these books, read them in black. And if you can't read them in black, let me give you some authors who are black. Because I believe sometimes people want to coach and ain't never been coached. Sometimes people want to be an author and don't read. Sometimes people want to teach and ain't taught. Sometimes people want to lead and ain't never been led. But let me tell you something. I don't say anything on these airways of the podcast, whether you're listening to me or whether you're watching me in any way, even on social media. I try my best not to say anything or promote anything that I haven't done myself or at least have not publicly acknowledged that I'm working on. But when it comes to being an author, before I became an author, I read. Before I started putting books out and wanted to be self-published, I read. And even now, I read because there are hidden treasures in a book, Malcolm X, that we as Black people, if we only open the books up. And like I was saying earlier, I've not been traveled. like some of my friends have extensively. Now I've gone to vacations, gone to Jamaica and Cancun. You know, you go to those places, but that's vacation. I'm talking about live with the people. And so because when I was younger, we did not travel a lot and definitely not out of the country. I asked God when I was a little girl, I said, God, if I can't travel, can you bring the nations to me? And that is exactly, God answered my prayer when I was a kid, y'all, because I couldn't travel to different countries, but because of being a military child and a military wife, you don't realize when you live on a military base, you do, the nations do come to you and they show up as people. If you will only engage with them, ask them about their heritage, their culture, their language, their foods. And a lot of time you learn those things around food, potlucks. And I know you got to be careful who you eat from. You kind of want to go to their houses first or at least know them. But that's how I began to learn about a lot of different cultures and foods and languages as a child because of the military community. So the nations came to me. I went to school with people who were from Alaska. I went to school with Native Americans. I went to school with people from Germany and Switzerland and France. And so it was there. And all these people didn't look like me. But I was saying, if I couldn't go to those countries, God, let the nations come to me. And he did and still does, because I still get to meet people from different ethnicities, races. And a lot of times as Black women, we are everywhere. I know Awesomely Lovely in her book, she says you have to befriend a Nigerian because they are everywhere. And they are. But Black people are everywhere. And we live in different countries. We come from different countries, even born naturalized citizens in other countries. So when we do Black Women's World podcast, I'm a Black woman who happens to live in America, but we have Black women from all over the globe. And so when you're reading in Black, sometimes you can read those top self-help books, but do a little digging and find some Black authors, because the way we overcome hurdles as Black women is very different than these white men who are writing these books. Principles are true and principles are to live by, but how they carry them out and how they overcome those obstacles are going to be very, very different when you are Black and when you are a woman. And I just want to share some books with you now. I came into authorship because I didn't even know I wanted to be an author. And I still don't know if that's something that I can say, I'm a so-and-so, you know, I'm an author. I happen to write, and I happen to have a wonderful woman, Trice Hickman. We interviewed her last season one, I believe, on Black Women's World podcast. She was we went to high school together. She was my college roommate. And years later, 2012, I reconnected with Trice, and I began to tell her some of the things I was doing. And she was already an award-winning million-dollar contract author. And she was, at the time, she was self-published, and then she was picked up by a publishing company. And she helped me begin to write, but she writes urban fiction books that are amazing. Urban fiction, for those of you who don't know, on the lines of Terry McMillan, Kimberly Lawson Roby, and my roommate, Trice Hickman. This is the troublemaker. She has, I think, six, and I have every last one of them. When she has a book launch, I'm there. When the book comes out, I've hosted book clubs with her book. We've hosted a book club together. We did Michelle Obama's book together in my home. That was wonderful. But I want you to read in Black, even urban fiction written through the lenses of Black eyes. Another urban fiction author, Devin is Dina Hamilton, our co-host, our BWWP co-host, Dina Hamilton. Her sister, Devin Niche, she writes under Straight No Chaser. Great book. And she has another book out as well. But when it comes to the self-help industry, I want to tell you, you see this stack right here? These are authors. These are people I know and people who know me. And that's another thing. When we talk about celebrities and stars, people want to jump way to Hollywood. Let me tell you something. I shout out people I know because they are my stars. Yeah, I like the celebrities and stuff in Hollywood. I look at movies and stuff in Hollywood, but the people I know, those are my stars. Those are my celebrities because I know some of the hell and high water that they've gone through to get to where they are. And it may not be where Hollywood is, but it steps ahead of where a lot of people are, especially those that write self-help books because they're doing the work or have done the work. Because like I said, it's an ever-learning journey in the world of self-help. So I just want to share with you, I want to shout out some people I know whose books I have read that you don't have to read just the top 10 self-help books that are authored by white people, majority white male, and a few white women. But there are some Black people we need to push up by supporting their books and reading what they have, because their self-help is more conducive for the things we experience. You know, just like when we talk about mental health help and support, you know, you can get any therapist, any good therapist, reputable therapist can help you. It's just, especially with CBT, just talk therapist. Anyone can help you. But there's some barriers that you don't have to go through when the therapist look like you. There's some trust factors that are already in place. There's some experience understandings that are already in place, even in the world of coaching. Sure, you can get coaches from who are not your gender or not your race, but when they are your gender and your race, sometimes they're better, which is why I think and know that these self-help books written by white male authors sell more, because white male authors buy from white male authors. Well, we have trillions of dollars that float in the Black community. How much more, if we're going to read a book about helping ourselves, should we read a book from someone who looks like us? And I'm going to take the time, because I have the time, because it's my podcast and I do what I want, how I want, when I get ready. Plus, I know you need to hear this. I want to take the time and just give a few books, just a few of the books by Black authors in the self-help industry, whom I not only know, but whose books I've read that have helped me. And I'm not going to go in any particular order of importance. I'm going to have to go in the particular order of size, simply because these authors, that's how I stack books. One is Andrea Hines, Nanny Nuggets. Great book where she just gives you nuggets and principles. Can you see that for those of you looking? Nuggets and principles are just her wisdom in life. Elder, she's an elder, a doctor, a coach, a poet. And she does all things creative. Now, I'm not going to be able to go into detail on every book. Andre Fizer's book, The Excuses Life. He has written several books. He is a profound thought leader, thinker. I want the whole book to go on there. Shout out to you, Andre. He's a thought partner for me. I'm connected with Kairos Institute as a master life strategist. Andre is amazing. When you want to go deep, bring your scuba gear, because Andre is going to have you down there going deep, because his mind is just I don't even understand how he thinks on the level that he thinks often. I can go there with him most of the time, but Andre can teach me something almost every time I read or speak with him. I learn something from this man because he is quite amazing. When He Whispers, that's another book by Andrea Hines. Then we have He Knows My Name, Betty Umstead. She's a cancer survivor. She's locally here in Raleigh, an awesome woman. And still, I mean, with the testimony of being a cancer survivor, especially this month with breast cancer and cancer prevention, Betty's book is amazing. So inspirational. My buddy and friend, Dana Hamilton, she coined her moniker as the great mentor, which she is, money-making mom. But she, her book, The Great Mentor, The Story of Ruth and Naomi, great book. This was one of the first connections I had with Dina, was reading her book before I knew her as a person. And that's another way to get to know people, especially if you're an author, or especially if you're aspiring to network with people. Read their books, because a lot of things come out about their lives and how they think, how they move, some of the principles they live by. You can, I mean, it's reading a book by someone, self-help book, is almost like reading a diary. Sometimes we don't even realize that people can find out those things about us. It may not be a private story we tell, may not be something we share necessarily, even though some of us do. It may just be how the person thinks, how they move and how they behave. So I read Dina's book. Matter of fact, the first day we met, we bought one another's book, and I read her book before I got to know her as a person. That was 2013. So shout out to my co-host, Dina Hamilton. This book, Dr. Shekinah Farmore, she is a bad mama jamma, let me tell you, in more ways than one. Shekinah is a coach. She coaches coaches, but her book right here, this anthology, I've had a paper on it, Black Girls, this right here, because that's Lucy's story is in there. You need to read that. That's about the experience she had coming into America. We're going to have a whole show about that topic. Roxane Gay, oh my God, you ain't read this book, if you can. Hunger by Roxane Gay is a book. I don't know if I have time to go. Cherie Walston. Cherie was one of our coaches, Solutions for Life Institute coaches. And Cherie was coaching at a corporate. She was a corporate coach and coaching on the side as a life coach. And she wrote this book, Her Exit Strategy. Cherie wrote the book before she even knew she needed it. because right after she wrote the book, Cherie made her exit into the world of entrepreneurship as a coach and speaker, and of course, as an author. So shout out to you, Cherie, if you're watching. Tina Bailey's book, she's also a coach. This book by Tina Bailey, God delivered her from so many different things. And but she talks about domestic violence. She was a victim of domestic violence and how she's and also October Domestic Violence Month, how Tina has been able to overcome that. Lisa Nichols, she was one of my sheroes. I met Lisa Nichols in 2014 in San Diego at one of her conferences. This is an amazing read. I read this book from cover to cover. There are books out there by Black women to help you with yourself. You turn into white men, I'm not saying don't turn to white men. I'm just saying, if you turn to white men, you're going to have to read it in Black, because they coming from a whole nother perspective. That's awesomely lovely, so eloquently put. They coming from a perspective that they're already at a place where some Black people have not come to, especially financially, especially influentially. We don't have those places yet. So you're reading a Dale Carnegie, and I'm not saying they don't have their hell to heaven stories, but I'm just saying, it looks a lot different when you're white. The experiences look a lot different when you're white. Let me just share a couple of, Janice Bryant Howard. I met her through my mentor, Andrea Hines. They were connected, and Janice's story, she went from a $900 loan to a $1 billion company. She had a staffing agency. She started with a fax machine. Her story is amazing. How many of you may not even have $900 to start your next dream or your gift? And if you're trying to be like Stephen Covey or Dale Carnegie, they're in another place. You might want to read Janet's story, what it's like to start with $900, or even, you know, different people's stories. Charles Johnson. Oh God, Charles is a powerful. He's a bishop here in the Raleigh area. But his book, this is a quick read. I am saying it's a quick read, but I've read Charles's book before I knew Charles. And Charles is awesome author, pastor, bishop. He happens to be my line sister, Pam Johnson. Pam, I am. I call her Pam because they are a powerful couple, powerful pastors in the Raleigh area. Pam is a mental health therapist. Wonderful. But this book, Sam, I Am, is one of the amazing books. Cledra, she also is a local author here in Raleigh. I know she lived in Atlanta at one time, but her book is awesome. So many other books. The Call by my friend and buddy, the late, rest in peace, Guy Wimper. His story about helping Black males. He was a Marine, an advocate. He was certified as one of the highest levels of being able to foster troubled youth. And his book, The Call, is a great read for Black men. There are other stories in the book, but Guy stands out to me the most because I love Guy. Rest in peace, Guy. And so many other books I have here. Terrence Perry, he's a local Black coach. He and I used to connect together. Terrence used to come to my workshops. Next thing I knew, Terrence had a whole book. And so there's so many more. I have stacks and stacks of books by people who I know. So when you're reading, read in Black. Not only read Black authors, but if you're going to read self-help books, especially the top self-help books, and a lot of times those books are top because of content, but they're also top because of positioning. These authors have the right marketing teams. They're already best-selling. They've already hit the New York Times. So there's a certain positioning they have that keeps people in the know of their books, and people buy with what they're familiar with. But I promise you, if you get familiar with some of these Black authors who have written wonderful books that can help you with your Black self, and probably even help some white folks. Because let me tell you, some white people, if you got a Black person that has the discipline and the know-how to actually sit down and author a book on how to help you, do you know the hell they have gone through? So you might make out better reading some of these Black authors, because you are already in a place, at least by skin design, where you don't have to overcome some of the hurdles. So if you read it from a Black perspective, you're going to get so much help. I encourage white folks to read books by Black authors, because we're helping you from a place that you don't even know. And if you just put the principles we offer in place, you're going to succeed. Black folks, if you put the principles we offer, the hurdles we overcome, and you know I cannot talk about other Black authors without talking about myself. You don't have to go out and read the book. You don't have to go out and do a whole lot of things. But if you look at our lives, the evidence of some of the things we've done and do are found in our books. I got three. I don't know if I'll write a fourth. My first one, the Book of Purpose, the New Testament. You want to find out your purpose? I read my own book every year because it's the best book I know to keep me on. When things ain't going right or I feel stuck, I read my own mail because I know it carried me on before. I read other people's too, but I work mine because this is a book and a workbook. I read it every year. Relationship, nothing but the truth. Sometimes when we have things in life where relationships go bad, we don't understand why. People will tell us their heaven part. They don't want to tell us the juicy part in the hell. This book is full of how, what happened, telling the truth, what happened in between. All the juicy stuff that people leave out is in this book. And then Thought Systems is my book for professionals, because a lot of times our wisdom gets lost when we get in the workplace and we talk about systems in business. A system is something as simple as McDonald's has a system for hamburgers. They build hamburgers the same way no matter where you go in the world. They build it the same. It's a system. And so sometimes in the world of building business systems, we forget our own thought systems. What do we think? How do we behave? How we move in the world? As Black people, it's much different. So I don't want to bring a divide, Black versus white. I'm saying, but when you read, you better read in Black. You better read these self-help books and these self-help workshops. I mean, anywhere from Tony, what's his name? I can't even think of his name right now. I'm not being disrespectful. I just can't think, having a brain fog moment. But in his books and his thing, we have stood in line to go to these self-help workshops, and they pack out and they sell out. And then when Black people want to have a self-help workshop, we kind of want to side-eye it. And that doesn't have to be, because I'm telling you, if a Black woman can't help you, can't nobody help you. And a Black woman can help you in so many different ways because of what she has had to go through to get to wherever she is. It's so many more hurdles she's had to overcome, unlike some of the white authors, male and female. So I just want to encourage you that when you read, get help for yourself. If you don't want to get therapy, and I know that's a taboo for some people, but I think the stigma, we're helping the stigma not be as loud as it has been before. Hollywood is making it cool to go get therapy and help. Okay, if that's what it takes, if you need for it to be cool, you need for it to be trendy for you to get it, go ahead and get it, baby. Go ahead and get it, whatever it takes. And if you don't want to, or if you don't have the money, or even the time to, and if you don't have a mental health issue, because if you do have a mental health issue, go ahead and get that professional support. But if you're just going through some things and you feel kind of stuck, or you're not quite sure what's next, or you just feel dissatisfied, or you feel afraid, and you're too afraid to reach out to a person, there's something called a book. And if you don't want to read it, maybe you can listen to it. But some kind of way, get the help you need, because you want to make Malcolm X's quote, make it a lie, that if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. There's so many treasures. You are a book. I encourage you to be a living epistle, to be a living book. Like I said, when those nations came to me and still come to me, people from all over the world, they don't have to write a book. I get to share, do a life exchange with them, and we can read one another's lives. And that's considered a book. So I just want to encourage you, my sister Nistas and sister Nista lovers from all over the world, if you can, and if at all possible, when you read, read in Black. I'm so grateful for each one of you. I'm so proud of the works I have done. I'm so proud of my fellow sister Nistas and sister Nista lovers who have written books, who happen to be Black, and you can read the Black book. But most of all, I'm just so happy that you took time to listen and be with me. If you want to join me in Black Women's World Podcast Facebook group, you can do that as well. The link will be in the show notes. If you want to watch this on YouTube, the link will be in the show notes. If you just want to listen on podcasts because you like podcasts, the link is also in the show notes. So I'm here in so many different ways. And if you're looking for a self-discovery compassion companion with compassion, I'm your girl. So here I am, Tracy Mack, your professional peacemaker, your self-discovery companion and host of Black Women's World Podcast. Peace.
You've been listening to Black Women's World Podcast, the BWWP, brought to you in part by Tracy Mack Solutions for Life Institute Coaching and Training Services. No doubt you have enjoyed being in our world, and it doesn't have to stop here. Head on over to blackwomensworld.com. This is my personal invitation to you to stay connected with me on social media and more. I'd love to see you there, and I'm so grateful you came to be with me here. Invite someone else to join you in our queendom next time
so they can feel the vibe of our tribe of Sisternistas and Sisternista lovers too. Remember to be kind, be authentic, be generous, be excellent, be grateful, and while you're at it, go ahead and be extraordinary. Because that's just what Sisternistas do, on purpose, through mission, with passion and compassion. It's a Black woman's world, baby, and you, my Sisternista, are proof. I'm your self-discovery companion, your professional peacemaker, and your host, Tracy Mack. Wherever you are in the world, may you love and be loved by somebody.